Most of the hate crimes in the U.S. are racially motivated, that's according to the FBI, but religious groups are targets as well. That's something Muslim communities here are all too aware of. In some of those communities, there's a conscious effort to reach out to neighbors to make connections. That's going on right now at a mosque in Austin, Texas, as the holy month of Ramadan gets underway. The World's Matthew Bell has that story.
It's time for evening prayers at the North Austin Muslim Community Center. But what's different about tonight is the prayer hall is full of non-Muslims. And many of the people here are visiting a mosque for the first time. It's Ramadan open house night. Islam Mossad is helping to run the event. He's a 39-year-old imam who grew up in Austin.
I think it's important to go out of my way to meet my neighbor, to talk to my neighbor. And I think very quickly, any prejudice, any kind of hatred will dissolve mutually, by the way. It's a mutual melting of ice that is needed, in my opinion.
With so much negative news these days about Muslims and the Islamic world, Mossad says it's especially important to do this kind of outreach. So he's here to answer questions like, why do Muslims fast during Ramadan?
You know, our initial impression is that this is going to be hard in the middle of Texas to go through the heat without drinking, without eating for 16 hours. However, a special joy develops, and that special joy comes from re-acknowledging the spiritual side of who we are as human beings and the special sweetness and solitude of being alone with God in that fast.
Cindy Montgomery, who's a Christian, first met people at the mosque a few months ago. She came out on this night to learn a little more about Islam, and she says she was very interested to hear that Muslims believe Jesus was a prophet who also performed miracles. Montgomery says it's been an eye-opener getting to know some of her Muslim neighbors.
They would tell me about all the charity work the Muslim community does here, and I didn't know any of that because they don't seem to like publicity about that. And I always tell them, and I think you do need to get the word out about all the charitable good that you do, because they do so much. More than my church does, actually.
Montgomery is with her friend Peggy Morton, who's active with the Unitarian Church. This was her first time setting foot inside a mosque, and she says it was all pretty reassuring. Though she was a little taken aback by the way men and women prayed separately.
I mean, I have to say as a woman, you know, I don't have to say it, but the way the women had to line up in back with the men in front, and it definitely sounds...
You might have a question about that.
Exactly. Hope they evolve through that, their continued experiences, but I mean, I guess I hope that for the whole world. I mean, it did feel wonderful to go out there. You know, I've seen them praying in mosques, in movies, on TV. But to be there beside it and watching how devout they were. One little kid hanging on his dad as his dad's moving and the kid's checking everything out. It's just kind of sweet.
You're supposed to eat the dead or drink water or juice, whatever.
And I did that.
Yeah, I mean, you're not supposed to pray while you're still fasting.
Dusty Harshman is chatting with his Palestinian-American neighbor, Radwan Dalu, who invited him to the open house. Harshman's a Methodist, but for the full Ramadan experience, he actually abstained from food and drink all day before coming.
I think what we're experiencing culturally and even generationally is a slow coming together of the faiths, not spiritually, but in dialogue. You know, none of us are giving up our faith. We are very interested in living in some sort of harmony.
Harshman says he was surprised to see how diverse the Austin Muslim community is, with first and second generation immigrants from all over, along with American converts to Islam. He's glad he decided to try fasting for a day, but Harshman says next time he'll do what Muslims do and get up before dawn to have some food just to help him get through the day. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Austin, Texas.